Thanks for checking out the Anchor Faith Message podcast from St. Augustine, Florida. Now enjoy this message.
Well, today I want to partner with the Holy Spirit to minister on this theme called legal assistant. Legal assistant. Kingdom help. We can also say legal spirit. Now, Pastor has been ministering on the reigning spirit. And he's been ministering on the will of man. And all these things just ties together. And just these past two sermons, they talked about how to maintain the reigning spirit. How to keep the spirit, the reigning spirit on the inside of you. Talked about how not to hear any other voice. Hello, somebody. So we're going to dive into that same vein. And we're just going to let the Holy Ghost flow. Amen? All right, glory to God. Let's go to John chapter 14, verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. Is it there? Oh, it is there. I'm sorry. AFC STA is bigger than the word. Okay. Okay. And it says, this is Jesus speaking to the disciples, just to keep it in context. And I will pray the Father, or I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. He will give you another helper. He will give you. He's not charging us. We can't afford this another helper. We broke. We broke without God. We can't do anything in the spirit without the richness of our King. He supplied all my spiritual needs because I was spiritually bankrupt. So, in his kindness, in his gentleness, in his mercy, in his love, he said, I will provide because I am Jehovah Jireh. You are in need of help, and I'm going to provide this another help. Now, it implies that Jesus is a helper if he's sending another helper. What is the big deal? Why are you sending me another helper? So what? That we know it's another helper. But you have to ask yourself this question. What if he never showed up? What's the big deal? Is Jesus not enough? How do you explain that to yourself? To say, well, why are you sending me another one? He's communicating this to the disciples. Remember, I need you to see the passion of Jesus in this scripture, not just in the cross. Because you can also see the passion of Jesus when he told his beloved mother, his beautiful mother, he said, this is your son. See, he knows I am not going to leave you broke. I'm giving you my inheritance. I'm not going to leave you without a child. This is your son. This is your mother. That's Lord. That's Jesus Christ in his love and his compassion, not leaving his mother alone. And in his compassion, he's saying, I'm not going to leave you alone. Because the disciples, for years, there's never been a prophet in the land. It's been silent. You have to understand why Jesus is actually making this statement. That when Jesus now is on the earth, physically on the earth, he's having these conversations with people. And people are hearing and believing the Son of God and touching the Son of God and sitting at his feet, just drenched in hearing the wisdom of their King. Day to day, eating with him. Laughing with him. That when they're in trouble, Jesus is right there being their parakletos. That's what it's called in Greek. He says, I am your parakletos right now. And I understand that you need me, you love me. See, we can't just criticize Peter when he, when on the negative side, I get it, depart, get thee behind me, Satan. But you have to understand that he was really led by his emotions and really just drenched down into a different spirit. But what started that? Fear. To lose the one he loves. No, Jesus. When I was in need, you were there. What's going to happen when you're no longer here? Who's going to help me? I need you, Jesus. Don't go anywhere. I need you, Lord. Don't go anywhere. When I was drowning and you called me out and I was drowning and I was working my faith, you were there to lift me up and help me with my faith. Who's going to help me now with my faith? Who's going to encourage me? Who's going to guide me? Who's going to lead me? Who's going to hold my hand? This is real stuff. Who's going to give me counsel when I'm needing it? When I'm going through my trials, who's going to help me, Jesus? When I'm going through these mental battles and I don't know how to do it, but I only go to you and you help me out, who's going to help me now, Jesus? Amen. When the devil is after me, accusing me, and I can go to you, who's going to help me now, Jesus? Amen. I spend time with you, Jesus. I ate with you, Jesus. I laugh with you, Jesus. I heard your voice. It just messes me up, Lord, to know that I will no longer hear your voice. Though I know you're going to be alive, that's even more stressful to know that you're alive, but I can't hear you. This relationship that the disciples has, Jesus in his compassion, he goes, I know. But he made this wonderful, powerful statement, which I'm going to revisit again. He says, it is better. Oh my gosh. Man, when I was reading this, I couldn't help but cry because I see God's love. He's saying, it is better. I am right now your paracletos. Or paracletos, however you want to pronounce it. But I'm going to send you another paracletos. Now, I'm not just saying parakletos just to say it, because the word helper in Greek is not parakletos. But the definition of parakletos just sums it up as helper. But I like the definition of parakletos because it makes sense. Call to one side. But here's a nugget, because it is better for, it's not good for a man to be. But for what? Call to one side for what? So I know the meaning. So what? So you can define a Greek term. Why is Jesus not specifically saying helper, but he's saying to call to one side? One who pleads another's cause before a judge. So he's going to be on my side as my comforter, who's my counselor, who gives me consolation. Listen, I feel strong in my spirit. It's like a big bold letter and it says help. That's what's happening in this house today, just today. And God is here to help you. Consolation. Giving, ready? Relief to your affliction. Jesus on the earth was giving relief to their affliction. Did he not heal all those who were afflicted, broken, sick with infirmities? No hope, he gave hope. Oh my gosh. We're talking about a man who walked on the earth, and the people who were desperate saying, I'm going to stay like this forever. But when they heard about a man that was walking in the city, that was comforting and consoling and doing miracles, signs and wonders, and healing all those who oppressed and delivering those who are what, depressed, hope rose up from the inside. That person that is giving me consolation, he's my advocate. Listen, because we're in a kingdom and not in a religion, in religion, there is no court system. You don't need an advocate. In a kingdom, there is an enemy that wants to accuse you and goes to God with legal rights to say, this man has sinned, and by all rights, God, because you said it in your law that the wages of sin is death, therefore I come to you in the courts to claim this person's life. Amen. But the advocate, one who assists, when you don't know what to say, when you don't know the laws, when you don't have a word that will legally bind God, the Holy Ghost who's on your side will say, say this, say that. Well, how do you know? I know the law. I know what tickles the Lord's ear. I know what moves God's heart. If you say this, I will move in that word. Amen. I will assist you in legal matters. Okay, I need to calm down. I need to calm down. I didn't wear a tie today because of this. Advocate defends or pleads for another. One who gives legal advice. Hello?
Come on.
Because you think that the enemy don't know the laws? It's not in him, doesn't mean he doesn't know it. Truth is not in him, doesn't mean he doesn't have knowledge of it. Hello? He can't go to the corporate. He can't just go and claim something. He needs to go with God with rights. He can't go to the court system of God and say, look, you say, look, how come I'm the only one going to Hades? How come nobody's coming with me? He ain't going like that. He said, you know what, Lord? You want to go and put me down there? I'm going to try and take as many as I can. And I'm going to go with what you said. He goes to what God says, because that's what a lie is. He tries to tell you, the enemy, tell you what God says, twist it, and then deceive you, and then make you do things that is contrary to the kingdom of God. And then he goes to the court system and says, see, that's mine now. I'm going to claim that life. I'm going to claim that spirit. I'm going to claim that soul. But thank God for the advocate who pleads my case. Woo, hallelujah. And he pleads it before a court. The advocate is a person who knows the law. He's also your counselor. Provides guidance. I need that. Anybody here needs guidance? Yeah. Woo! Because if you're rich with guidance, you're broke with God. Because he blessed the poor in spirit. But if you think you're rich, you don't need the advocate. You can afford your own attorney. Good luck. But I'd rather the Lord said, if you can't afford one, then one will be provided for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sign me up. can't afford that kind of attorney, Lord. I need a good one. Yes. Woo. Sign me up. Give me the best advocate you got in the kingdom. Because I got nobody better than myself. I'm in. I'll take it. I'm all in. Give me all you. Give me all of you. Because all of you is victory for me, period. He provides support. Provides legal advice. Listen to my terminology here. Legal advice. That means it is written, not opinion. This is him. I'm getting somewhere. Stop. Y'all pulling too much. Let's keep pulling. Legal advice, not an opinion, not a legal. There's no such thing as a legal opinion unless it's coming from the Lord. I need legal advice for this situation. I need to know, what does the word say about this situation? Because that's what I need. I need legal advice. He helps us navigate through challenges. He's an intercessor. This is beautiful. Listen, it's hard when, as I was digging into this even more further, I come to the conclusion that you can never, ever, 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 ever learn everything about the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. Because the scriptures tells me that in Corinthians chapter 12, that in part we know. And just when I think I've obtained all the books and knowledge, the Lord puts me down and say, in part. He's the Spirit of God. You can't know the deep things of God. It's like what my father-in-law said, it's like an ocean. And there's, it's so deep, you can't even go in your face. You blow up. The pressure. Hence why we need a new body. Because the corruptible things cannot inherit the incorruptible things. Can't do it. Your mind. Notice how your mind is never full of learning like a computer. There's no, I'm full. Why? Because we, thank you, Adam, fell. We lost everything. But Adam knew everything of God. Everything. He just, my gosh, man, so gel. But not anymore. Because Jesus restored everything. And what the beauty of this is what Solomon allowed me to see when he was talking about veins of things are so vain. And he was talking about how once he attained all these things, he's like, what? Vain of all what? Everything is just vain. But I come to the conclusion that what he's trying to say, that the glory is in the process. We thrive in the process. Notice that if after the process is done and we've obtained it, why do we go search for another process? High Anchor Faith Church. Always advancing. We thrive in the work of God. We thrive. We love it. What else can I do? We thrive in this. And Solomon's saying we thrive in the process. So in the process of learning the Holy Ghost, woo, it is an adventure that you don't want it to end. What else, Holy Ghost? You sense him in your spirit, you feel him in your soul, and he impacts your body. Yeah. Tell me you don't feel the Holy Ghost in your soul. I don't think so. You sense him in your spirit, but just your emotion, the one that God, you feel that. Why do you run? Why do you laugh? Why does your body get weak and fall out? Because God impacts the threefold nature of man. Otherwise, he would not say, preserve your spirit, soul, and body. He said, preserve it all. Hello? I want to feel God and sense God in every part of my body. And in my soul, in my mind, in my strength, and in my spirit. Everything that God has created, I want God to be the core of all of it. One pleading on behalf of another. He intervenes. He prays on behalf of another. Ready for this? Making your calls as if it was his. Just when you think that your calls are all alone, the intercessor goes and advocates as if he was the one with the calls. So he said, another helper, another paracletos. Jesus says, I am the one who's taken up your calls. As if it was me. Did he not say, I knew no sin, but I took on the sin as if I was the one doing the sinning. And the Bible says that the certificate of death. What does that mean? The devil's sent out bounty hunters for you, man. There's a bounty on your head. And it costs more than $250,000. And he says, I will be that certificate that says, this is the enemy doing this. Look, it says that the certificate of our death was nailed to the cross. Jesus was that certificate taking up your cause, my cause, as if it was his. The helper heard a need on the earth. How many times in the Old Testament did Israel, when they cried out, did not God show up? Yes. I can hear God saying, I can hear the people saying on the inside, the spirit man is crying out, help me. Yes. Mediator. I love this word. Listen. Mediator. There is a process on the earth called mediation. And then there is the mediator who's in the mediation. And this mediator is, he knows the laws. And the purpose of mediation is a way to resolve legal disputes without going to court. Listen, today, I plead with you. I implore you. I beg you. I beg you today in the name of Jesus. Listen, if you have an ear to hear, come to Jesus today. Because right now, this is mediation. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. He's saying you got to come before the court happens. Come on. I'm your advocate. I'm giving you legal advice. I'm trying to tell you how to get out of that. There's been provision for you. There's been a new law for you. There's been a new covenant for you. And I, the Holy Spirit, knows about these laws. And I know about everything. I know about the heart of God. But if you don't accept Jesus as the one who actually took on your cause, when it's time for the court system, they're going to say, why did you not take advantage of the mediator during mediation? Yeah. He's calling. He's telling you. He's guiding you. Don't do this. Stop doing that. He's judging your actions, saying, no, I judge that to not be right. Change it. Before court. I'm trying to solve it here. Listen, don't get ticked off with Pastor Earl and Pastor Marcy and all the leaders here when they just driving it home about living right. Because we need to hear it constantly. Yes, remind me again, Holy Ghost. Remind me again, Holy Ghost. It's not about you're going to be perfect. No, no. Remind me again. I got to talk to my lawyer. Lord, well, talk to me. You can't do that. You got to fix the law. Remind me again, Lord. Remind me again. Advocate for me. Give me legal advice. How do I get out of this mess? Help me. Am I too loud here? Is this helping anybody? Yeah. Woo! Now, this helper is not, this another helper is not a physical helper. This is important. They're all important, okay? But this too. This helper is not a visible helper, but an invisible helper. And then you might be thinking, well, doy, I get it. No, it's not doy, because I'm going to tell you, there's some people who actually think that when Jesus said, I'm going to send you another helper, they think it's Muhammad. And I'm going to tell you, Muhammad is a false prophet and a liar. And had the spirit of error confuse a whole bunch of nations. Because anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ came on the flesh, died, rose again, hello, is a spirit of Antichrist. Say like it is. I'm coming with legal matters and legal affairs. It's not a physical person, but a spiritual person. It's not just a force. Hello, JW. Oh, yes. There's another spirit of error. You just got to call it out for what it is. The Holy Spirit is not just a force. And back in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit existed. The Holy Spirit is not a New Testament topic, people. The Holy Spirit is not a New Testament covenant. He's not a New Testament person. He always existed in the beginning God, which means Elohim. That's God's. Let us. And the Spirit of God was moving. But we know him more now than what they did before. People only knew the Holy Ghost based upon the offices and the power. But as a person, we know him like that more now. Documents, I think the closest person that besides Enoch and all of them, but it's just because he made the statement. David said, don't take away from me your Holy Spirit. Don't take it away from me. When the Ark of Covenant came back to Israel, he danced and they criticized him because they didn't understand that God's covenant, God's presence is in my house. I'm rejoicing. Because the advocate is here. My helper is here. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, help me. Luke 24, verse 37 through 39, we're going to see that Jesus is not a spirit, but he's flesh. You may know this. Some people may not know this, but I need you to see it. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. This is Jesus. And Jesus said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet. That is, I myself. Handle me, touch me, see me. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. So we see that Jesus is the physical parakletos. And the Holy Spirit is the spiritual parakletos. The physical parakletos is limited by his location. While I'm with you, the disciples were freaking out. Don't go. Where are you going to go? I got to go. I got to go to my Father. Yeah, you haven't asked me where you're going. They're scared. No, don't leave me. I left everything, my house, my boat, my business for you. And all I want is you. And all I need is you. I want to hear you. I want to love you. I want to hold you. I want to hear your voice. I want to smell your beard. I'm just saying, when you're in love so much, it's not perverted. When you're in the true love, it's not perverted. John was laying in the chest of Jesus. If I lay in the chest of Pastor Mike right now, he'll probably slap me. That's the least he will do. In fact, side note, I think I'm the only one that ever kissed Pastor Mike in his head. I may have done it twice. Oh, all right. And Pastor Angie. But I do it out of love. You know? And you can sense the genuity, the purity of that. You know what I mean? Because I love Pastor Mike. I'll do it again. Not now, but I'm just saying. So all I'm saying is, when you're so in love, you don't think about these things. You're so in tune with holiness and purity that you don't think the way. That's why I love the Holy Spirit. He's so holy. And then they give commandments, give each other holy kiss. They didn't write that thinking maybe somebody will think we know. Because the faith is that everybody's thinking holy. Amen. You get weird. Why you looking at me like that? Why you hugging me like that? Stop. I mean, first of all, I'm like that. It had nothing to do with me being Latino or anything like that. I'm just saying, I'm like that. And instead of love, I may call it love language to me if you want. But if Jesus was here, I'll be up. Come on, Jesus, don't. Whew, you know, I'll be holding on to this, and he's walking, he's dragging. Jesus, I ain't letting you go, Jesus. Yeah, because you're so in love, don't leave me. I need you. You're the best thing I got. My life was a mess, and now that you're here, then you're leaving, no? No, I'll hold on. John 14, 16 through 17 tells us that, and I would pray the Father, he would give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. Holy Spirit is a spirit, not a person. This other helper is not a spirit. It's not a physical person. It's actually a spirit that's dwelling in each and every one of believers. Verse John 16, 13. However, when the Spirit of truth has come. See, Jesus is saying, I'm going to send you another helper, but he won't be physical like me. And you think that Jesus is just making a statement just to say, no, he knows that, and he also gave a warning. He knows that there will be people saying, the Messiah's coming. There's a different spirit guy. He came, the other came, and everybody's following him to see. They go, no. This other helper is a spirit. It's my spirit. Yeah. Did he not say, I will never leave you? I would never forsake you. Well, you're leaving Jesus. Doesn't sound right to me. I'm going to give you another. Another. What makes this other helper legal? Because he can't just help because he wants to just help. The Holy Spirit can't just show up in your life just to show up. There's a legal process. John chapter 15, verse 26. See, that's why I love the word. I let the word just answer all my questions. But when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father. Well, what do we see? Let me finish it. The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. This is a beautiful scripture. Look at it. I'll read it again. Read it again. But the helper comes, whom I shall send to you. To you. From the Father, The Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Of not me, Jesus. We see here that the Holy Spirit, the legal process is he has to be sent. If God did not send that Spirit, don't listen. If that Spirit does not proceed from the Father, do not listen. If that Spirit does not glorify Jesus, do not listen. Because the Holy Ghost, what makes him legal is the fact that he was sent in the name of Jesus. He could not come unless Jesus, go. Did you not read in the Bible that it is written that when they were having an argument with saying that there were many followers before, then that person died and people stopped following? And so let's do the same thing. They were arguing whether to stop Jesus. No, let Jesus be. Let's see if he dies, if people stop following. So clearly there was other spirits moving around that was never sent by God. But Jesus was sent by God. Didn't say what he wanted to say. And then sent the Holy Spirit, who also won't say what he wants to say. So he's sent by the Father. He's sent by God. He proceeds from the Father. He's holy and pure. So if you hear any other doctrine that contradicts the purity and the holiness of the Holy Spirit, run. He does not speak on his own authority. Don't you love it when people say, I heard the Lord tell me to do this? When you come to find out in Scripture, it's not there. And then they get offended when you say, the Lord did not tell you that at all. I don't think. I have told people that. God did not tell you that. I don't need to be the prophet. I don't need to fast 3 days. I don't need to hear. I don't need to buy a Honda or a Kia. None of that jazz. I just know what the Word says. And based upon what you said and what this said, don't combine. It's not God. I'm sorry. I pass. Because my legal advisor is telling me that's not written. That's not in the law. I mean, we do this naturally. We break laws. Just because you can do it, just because it's possible to do it, don't make it legal. Like when there's a solid line. And Pastor Mike is in front of you driving. Driving the speed limit. Righteously. And you know, there's no cars in front of him. I know there's a solid line. But what if? And then someone can, just do it. It's okay. Just do it. Just go over. But the legal advisor says, it's against the law. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. You know, it's funny how people get frustrated with other people who actually live right. He's driving the speed limit. Let me go over. Why are you mad at me for driving the speed limit? I have come to the conclusion. People will get frustrated, even with me, even at work. Where you work, when you exercise your rights, people get jelly. Oh my gosh, they get so jealous. They can't stand you. They think you're selfish. Why are you doing this? Don't you know that we need you at work? We're short staffed. You're jumping on me. Because I found out something that you didn't know, and now I'm exercising that. And I'm living that right. And you want to hate on me now? Don't hate, participate. Know your rights and live it. When you tell another believer, this is what you can do. I don't know, brother. Well, this, I'm telling you what the legal advisor is telling me is written down. You can do it or not do it. That's on you because you have a free will. Are we good? I got more. I'm almost done. Then we're going to dance, run, shout. and do flips and all that good stuff. Because there's no way I want to leave here without doing a flip. He's the helper, the paracletos. We know this. He's sent in Jesus' name. He teaches all truth. This is the beauty of this truth. He teaches all truth. He teaches all truth. When he teaches truth, it leads you to righteousness. Righteousness is literally right standing with God. It's the condition that God accepts. It's the condition that God accepts. When Adam fell and God kicked him out of the Garden of Eden, did you notice that God put a specific angel there? It's called cherubim. And the flaming sword. This cherubim is a protector that's going to tell Adam, you can't come in here in that condition. Because if you eat from the tree of life, you'll be in that condition that God never destined for your life forever, and you're done. So that's love doing that. Look at this. Look at this. The condition. Think about it. Just play it in your head. You get kicked out. There's a reason why God put the cherubim there, because he knew Adam is going to try and sneak in. I know I would. Don't tell me you would not try and sneak in. Because after you've been living that paradise life, and now you have to go work and sweat and not in the cool of the day, you think about it twice. It's illegal. Doesn't mean you won't stop trying. But God put a border. It's called a cherubim. Put a fire all around it for love. Love's sake. Love did that. Love did that. Love did that. So guess what happened? In the tabernacle, did not God tell Moses, I want you to make this thing. I want you to build this tabernacle, which is just a shadow, because the real one is in heaven. And there's three parts. It's the holies. The holies of holies, and then the holies, and then the court, outer courts. Outer courts, inner courts, holies of holies. But if you notice, between the holies and the holies of holies, there is a curtain. And in that curtain, there is a symbol. There's a logo there. There's something there. What is it? A cherubim. That only the high priest can go in with a condition acceptable to God. I do not want this high priest to come in without fine linen, which represents holiness. And you're going to put this turban on his head, and then he put this little crown. What's a crown? Holiness of God. Crown. Beautiful thing. That when I see you, this cherubim won't kill you. It is a condition that the Holy Spirit wants us to go into. He's going to lead you into all truth, in all of Jesus. That when you come boldly, you come in the condition of Jesus Christ, the veil that was broken, you come into the throne of grace, and God sees Jesus. Yes. You put on the condition that God accepts. And only the legal advisor can tell you how to legally get there. That's powerful. To know that he molds me. Remember, the Bible says that we are going to be, that he changes us to the image of Christ. We're almost done. Okay, let's move on. All right, this is going to be fun. To act on behalf of another without authorization is illegal. It's an imposter. An imposter is someone who attempts to deceive by using assumed name or identity. A fraudster. Any act of deception. Cheating someone of something. So if someone is acting outside of God sending them, they're not authorized. It is illegal. They do not have the right to speak into your life. And if you ignore that voice, God will not reprimand you, because it is not a legal voice. God won't correct you. God won't be sad about it. But if you are ignoring the legal voice, God will be sad about it. Because legally, He wants to get you right. He wants to get me right. He wants me to be better. In Acts 19, 11 through 15, I'll tell the whole story. You got these people who saw Paul doing miracles, signs, and wonders. Look, now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And some of the, Jewish exorcists, keep going, took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits. Now, Paul was sent. These folks weren't sent. We exorcise you. That's a big word for them. We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Well, how do you know they're illegal? They don't even have Jesus. They don't preach Jesus whom Paul preaches. How about who you preach? Who Pastor Earl preaches? How about when you preach it? How about who Pastor Earl lives for? How about what you live for? My mama, my dad. No, forget mama, forget daddy. How about you? How about you? Make it legal. Put yourself in the court system of God legally. First John 4, 1-3. Beloved, do not believe every what? Spirit. Come on. Hello. Do not believe every what?
Spirit.
Okay. Notice how it didn't say person. There are spirits moving around, deceiving spirits. But test the spirits, whether they are of God. Hello. Because many what? False prophets have gone out into the world illegally. What makes them false? God never sent them. The spirit that they're operating does not proceed from the Father. They don't talk about Jesus. They're against Jesus. By this we know the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the what? Flesh. Is of God. Let's move on. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. I got a couple of more scriptures and we're running. Ready? Now the Spirit. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He entrusts us with His Holy Spirit. When He said, it is better for me to go, He's saying, I have the fullness of the Spirit. When He died, He said to the Father, I commit to you my Spirit. Remember that? Well, the Father is receiving this sacrifice, and when He received the Spirit of Jesus, the Father is reading the life of Jesus. The Father is seeing if this spirit is good enough. The Father is seeing the testimony. So when He receives this spirit, He says, okay, I'm going to take the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of Jesus, this Holy Spirit, and now I'm going to pour it out in Pentecost. That now everybody can be a witness. And everybody can prophesy. Not prophesy. Prophesy. We got a lot of prophesiers, man.
Yeah, we do.
They got a lot of false prophets, prophesying. They wanna tell you about, you know, your social security with no purpose. They have to do with anything with redemption. It says, deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. It's out there. So, but God says, not so you and I. we do not quench the spirit. He warns us, do not quench the spirit. Don't put out the fire. Keep the fire burning. Keep the spirit stirring. Let the Holy Ghost keep giving you legal advice. Don't shut the Holy Ghost down. When he says don't do that, it's not legal. Listen to the legal advisor. Listen to the other paracletos. Because Jesus is not on the earth, but he's here in spirit. And he's here on the earth through you in spirit. So one another can encourage each other with the legal advisor. Hello, somebody. We encourage each other through preaching, through exhortation, through reading of the word, to spiritual psalms. Hello, somebody. When we pray for one another, we want to talk about legal matters in this house so we can live legally on this earth. So when the enemy wants to accuse the brethren, we have a legal advisor that said, no, I'm an advocate for this one. Hallelujah. I'm an advocate for that one. I poured out my blood in Jesus, and Jesus died for me. And the Holy Ghost will say, you don't have to worry about that. You just got to repent. The Bible says that if anybody sins, we have an advocate with the Father. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the advocate. And the Holy Ghost is communicating to us the laws of the kingdom. We're going to finish with this. Jude 20. How can you not finish with this? How can you not stir up the paracletos in your life? How can you not stir up the other helper? I have a word of knowledge from the Lord. Listen. The Lord said, many of you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit with tongues, but you're not building yourself up. Build yourself up. But you, beloved, building. Who's doing the building? You. Who builds yourself? You. How? How? Build yourself up in your most holiest faith. There must be a sound foundation. Your foundation is Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings. I'm standing on rock that no matter what storm comes my way, because I am not grounded on dirt, but I'm grounded on solid ground. The rock that no matter what storm comes my way, my house that I'm building will not fall because of my ground and my foundation. What the enemy wants you to forget is where you're grounded. Because if you forget where you're grounded, where your source is, you will be tossed to and fro from every wind and doctrines of demons, from every false word, from the voice of fear. And God is trying to tell us, stir the advocate that's on the inside of you. Stir the legal spirit. Stir the legal counselor. Stir the legal advisor. Stir the legal paracletos. How do you do it? Praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. What is praying in the Holy Spirit? Praying in the legal advisor. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. But you, it says, for I pray in a tongue. Who's praying? Spirit prays. Your spirit prays in the heavenly language. This is not just wanted to pray in tongues. Okay, the Holy Ghost is telling us, when you feel you need to build yourself up, and there is no natural words that come to mind, there's not even a scripture that's running in your head to try to confess, turn around and pray in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will always pray the legal word of God. The Holy Ghost will always intercede for you legally. He knows the laws. He's an expert in the law. Though you may be unfruitful, but if you ask the Holy Ghost interpretation, he will give it to you. And then at that point, now you can start praying in your natural language. Hello? Come on, worship team. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to finish strong. Come on, stand up with me, people of God. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Give me something exciting. Give me something. Oh, no. I got three scriptures that we're going to read together. We're going to end with it. We're going to end with it. We're going to read this together because there's something glorious about when God's legal words comes out of your mouth. You know what confession means? By definition, it's homologio, something like that, homologios, which means saying the same thing. That when you say the same thing, when you say the same thing that the Father is saying, when you say the same thing God by law is bound by the Spirit to be able to accomplish that. He needs to do it. It's law. Hello? Hello? So God wants us to be able to just not hear the word, but to confess the word. God wants us to speak the word. So we're going to put these words on the screen, and every one of us, we're going to start confessing it. And as you confess it, listen. Don't just read it. Get happy. When you read it, my gosh, take it. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I am not crazy. I know you need help. There's no way that you need help. I need help. Hello? Somebody needs help. Does anybody here need help? Let's do this thing. Let's go.
Thank you so much for listening to this message. If you want more, subscribe to our message podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Rating and leaving a comment will go a long way with helping our messages get better circulation. If you'd enjoy watching our weekend messages, visit youtube.com/anchorfaith. We'd love it if you'd subscribe, leave a comment, or a like on the messages. If you'd like to find out more information about us and how we're influencing the world and help support the work we're doing by giving, just visit anchorfaith.com.